Cool. So give us an overview, guys, of the FSB. What it is, what is it? What's its purpose? What's it there to do?
Well, the FSB, we class ourselves as experts in business. We were talking earlier, Paul, we've actually been formed now since 1974.
Right.
So we've got a myriad of experience of making. We're a non-party political organisation, non-profit making as well. So everything that we make from our members, subscriptions go straight back into the members. So it's for, the benefits are for the members.
Right.
We offer a wide range of vital business services, which Andrew will come on to later on, including advice, financial and expertise. So we're, as you say, we're a support function for every small, medium enterprise business. Most importantly as well, we have a powerful voice in government. So we have a lobbying activist within our Westminster office. So we have an open door, shall we say, to number 10.
So right. Who is your lobbying activist? Who are you using? Who are they?
Well, they're us. So
that's what the FSB does.
So what we do.
So you don't have one of your people going in and chatting with Cameron or...
Oh, yes, we do. We have a head of policy, Craig Beaumont.
Craig Beaumont.
Yeah. And,
hello, Craig, if you're listening.
Yes, newly promoted Craig, so congratulations. We've just come back off a party conference, actually. We had a policy conference just this month. So we're very much at the forefront of businesses' minds at the moment.
Absolutely. So basically, the FSB is a membership-based organisation.
It is, correct.
And can you give us an overview of the type of organisations that you represent?
Well, to be perfectly honest, Paul, we go across the board.
Right.
I mean, it can be anything from a pub, a restaurant, IT people like Ben.
Right.
So any...
No, we wouldn't let Ben in.
No,
let's not get carried away.
Ben used to be our youngest member. I'm not so sure he still is.
No, he's getting old now. He's getting old.
He's looking older.
I think he's got a grey hair coming there as well.
Any business can be a member. I mean, the funniest, not necessarily the funniest, the strangest sign-up I've ever had was when I was doing South London, and it was not far from Brixton, and it was basically a rubbish dump.
Right.
So I've got to believe this is a true story. So I've gone through these double doors, and they've got no office, nothing, but, like, just canvas strung up.
Right.
So I've sat on the camp and the smell was unbearable.
Lovely.
They joined, so that was the most important thing. So right. Any business, no matter how diverse.
Stinger the dump.
Yeah. Well, there's a lot of money in Mook and Brass.
There's money. Where there's Mook, there's money.
Yeah,
absolutely. Do you have...
I need to say hello to Armenia because they are watching us on Periscope.
Armenia, as they would be. Yeah. Hi, Armenia.
The whole country.
Yeah. can we get the voting from the Armenian panel in a minute? Yeah, anyway. Do you, as the Federation of Small Businesses, I guess there's that's a clue in terms of who you represent.
Yeah.
Do you actually have a finite limit that says, oh, you're too big, you can't join?
Well, the definition of a small business is up to 249 employees.
Yeah, yeah.
So that's where we take our steer from, to be fair. And there's 5.4, if I can get million right, if I get my statistics right, of small businesses in this country.
Yeah.
And that's our target audience.
And they're 93% of all businesses, aren't they? Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, because there's 5.6 million businesses in total and 5.4 are small businesses. Absolutely, yeah.
And I think it's about 65% of those are sole traders.
Right.
And that makes up a lot of our memberships.
Right.
So we give our members, shall we say, a big voice.
Right.
If you, as I say, look at the proportion of sole traders, they're self-employed, they're on their own, but we give them the opportunity to build a network with other businesses so they're not actually on their own. They
right.
can talk to us and other businesses around in the local area as well.
Right.
Or national.
Right. So. Cool. So what I want to explore now is... she's so off-putting when she does that, isn't she? She shoves her phone in your face.
Periscope, darling.
I want to explore now, if I may, what kind of benefits that you can offer someone that is thinking about joining the FSB.
And any delicious case studies. I'm always interested in a case study, Andrew or Emma.
But they got a Samsonite.
Oh dear! I think you should go back to bed under your dust sheet.
Yeah.
Just before I go on, I'd just like to also say, one of the biggest members I've ever signed up was in excess of 200 employees, which was Kentucky Fried Chicken.
Right. Okay.
So there's all sorts of people. So anyone can join.
Was it one particular? Was it a franchise or was it more?
It was a franchise, but the guy owned 11.
Right.
Wow. So. Excellent.
And they signed up for the HR.
So you sold him a bucket.
But they felt it was better value to be members of the FSB rather than employ somebody to do their HR.
Yeah.
So, you know, cool. it's...
Well, let's move on to that and explain, because you need to explain to the listeners some of the benefits of actually joining and why that makes sense. So go through, if you will, Andrew, some of the benefits of becoming a member.
Well, in my view, I suppose the most important thing is the free legal advice, which you can get in anything from health and safety, employment law, tax, VAT. And how that works is you pick up the phone, you dial our legal helpline, you're speaking directly with a solicitor.
Right.
If you follow their advice and by chance you end up in court or a tribunal, you'll be legally represented and you'll be covered for up to £50,000 costs.
Right, okay.
And within that, we cover you for a tax investigation.
Right.
So, you know, you can ring up about any subject. If you want some advice on health and safety, risk assessment, we've got specialists in that. We've got specialists in VAT, tax, and most importantly, employment law.
Right.
Which we all know is a big, big thing.
Yeah, absolutely. We had an employment lawyer on last week on the show, and we were talking about such things.
Yeah, very interesting.
And you're quite right. One of the big things that's putting off micro businesses and small businesses in expanding and hiring people is the whole raft of laws, regulations and other kind of stuff that it's so easy to trip over, and a lot of businesses just don't need that aggravation, and they need to employ someone but they don't, they feel very uncomfortable. So a benefit like that, which is, I mean, there's no added cost to that. That's part of the membership.
That's part of the membership price.
Fabulous. I mean...
And just briefly, on the cost of membership, it's based on the number of employees.
Right.
Because obviously the more people you employ, the more likely you are to use a legal helpline.
Sure.
So if it's zero employees, it's £130 per annum.
Right.
Plus a £30 registration fee.
Right.
So it's, you know, three or four coffees a month. Yeah.
Yeah, it's peanuts,
In the whole scheme of things, it's... Yeah. It's not a lot of money.
Absolutely.
It's incredible value.
It is. So let's explore some of the other benefits that you offer by becoming a member.
First of all, there's free business banking for life.
Right.
We know a lot of the big banks give you 18 months, but after that, the charges are exorbitant.
Yeah, yeah.
As is free for life. They also give you a £25 a year loyalty bonus.
Right. So can I just quantify that in some way? When you say free banking, is that with a bank that you've partnered with? So you have whoever your partner is for banking terms, you have your accounts there and then you get free banking for life. Is that how it works?
It's with the cooperative bank.
Right, okay.
They haven't got that many branches, but you can use the post office in the same way.
Yeah.
Obviously, but most people now are doing online banking.
Yeah, absolutely.
So it's not really an issue.
Yeah. No, absolutely. And just completely changing the subject, I don't know if you know, but Switzerland have just passed a law to remove cash. They're not going to have cash anymore.
No, I didn't
remove cash?
Yeah, we're going to do away with cash. Everything's going to be digital.
God, that's amazing.
Absolutely. Anyway, sorry, that's a digression. So there's banking benefits, legal helpline. What else are we getting?
Also, as part of the legal helpline, you can download contracts and legal documents, templates, etc.
Templates.
Just to pick up on what Andrew said, we've got over 600 documents at your fingertips when you become a member.
Right.
And they're all kept up to date on a daily, weekly basis by qualified lawyers. So you've got access to those immediately as soon as you join the FSB.
Right.
We have what we call rights of membership. So as Andrew quite rightly said, when you join the FSB, you're given these as part of the memberships. We do work with other suppliers that you can tap into that you can actually get benefits, but those are additional costs.
Right.
But if you're an FSB member, you'll get a percentage off of these. Various different things, from fuel cards, to business leads. Also, looking at networking is a huge part of what we do as a federation as well. So we introduce other businesses to the local environment.
Right.
And that's part of the membership. That's normally a small contribution sometimes for a breakfast meeting or
sure.
an evening.
Yeah. Fair enough.
No,
yeah.
exactly. Yeah, just buy your bacon sandwich or something
yeah.
like that.
Or if you're Ben, your Eggs Benedict on the way here.
I'm sure we can't go to that, I'm afraid, Ben. Yeah, but yeah. It's really interesting. I read some statistics, 45% of people join an organisation as the FSB for the networking benefits. So you don't necessarily, if you join in Kent, you can go to any networking event around the country that we hold as well. So it's introducing, should we say, you to a different environment, new business leads. And it's like putting your little arm around you. If you're self-employed, get out the house, go and do some networking, increase your business. And get your name out there, really.
Absolutely. So there's a wide range of benefits to becoming a member, in addition to the core benefit,
yes.
which is that the FSB operate as a lobbying organisation to central and local government in raising awareness about business issues as far as government is concerned.
Yeah.
Which is sorely needed. I won't drag you into this, but it's one of my big passions at the moment is how appalling government is at dealing with small business and how they just don't seem to understand at all. But I won't drag you into that.
That'll be another show.
Yeah, that's a policy show altogether then.
Yeah, yeah, that'll be a whole rant on my own.
Yeah. I just need to say a warm welcome to Bridger Howes, who are watching on Periscope. And they say,
hi Rich, hi Mark.
They say they remember the studio well.
They remember what?
They remember the studio well. They remember the studio well.
They remember the studio well.
You speak with forked tongue?
They remember the studio well.
Yes. Obviously your ears are...
Yeah, yeah, blocked up. Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Cool. So, as an organisation, I think Emma made reference to the fact that the FSB has been going since the mid-70s.
Yes.
Do you know how many members you've got nationally?
Yeah, we're averaging about 200,000 members. Right. We're the biggest organisation in the UK.
Right.
So you can imagine what that opens up to. And that's why we are so successful with our policing, because we've got 200,000 members at our fingertips to say to government, these are the what's ticking their boxes, shall we say, what they need to look at.
These are the issues,
exactly.
Yeah.
But do you think there is being a shift now? Because I thought that Cameron was making some noises about SMEs and, you know,
they all talk about it, but they don't understand the ramifications of a lot of things they do.
No, but do you think there will be a shift, or are you seeing any positive changes?
It's hard to tell.
I mean, we're looking at each other because, it's...
Who was the chap that you mentioned that goes trotting in to see Cameron?
Craig.
Let's get Craig and get him on the phone, another show.
And then you've got people like Mike Cherry, who's the head of policy and stuff like that. Yeah. You know, I mean, as far as dealing with politicians are concerned, you know what that's like. You go and say something to them and they agree with you. And then, you know, somebody else comes along and they agree with them. So, you know, I mean, you can tell them till you're blue in the face. It doesn't mean to say they're going to take any notice.
No.
You know, the fact is that SMEs have been responsible for the greatest boom in jobs ever witnessed in this country, ever. We have 31 million people employed. 2 million new jobs in the last 2 years, all of them created by SMEs. You would think that the government were interested, and they claim that they are. My opinion, and this is my opinion, not representing anybody else's, if they were really that interested in SMEs, they wouldn't have made some of the decisions they've made over the last year or so that have made life for SMEs very difficult without any consultation. But that's another issue.
Yes.
So you've got 200,000-ish members nationwide. Makes you the biggest business support organisation in the UK.
Yeah.
You have this lobbying function on the one hand, plus all these member benefits on the other hand, plus the networking meetings. I believe that you've got a conference coming up soon as well.
We have. We've got our national conference coming up in Glasgow in March. Are you coming, Ben? Oh, good, yes. You come and see me.
Ben would go to the opening of an envelope.
Yeah, the 17th and 19th of March. We've got over 100 exhibitors. Throughout the 3 days, we've got some free seminars. We've got all of the national councils going, staff from the FSB. So, yeah, I'm really looking forward to it. It's my first national conference, Paul.
So you haven't been to one before?
No, this is my first one.
I haven't asked you, Emma, how long you've actually been with the FSB, which is remiss of me.
Okay, you're not very well. I'll let you off on that, Scott. I've been here now 8 months.
Right, okay.
So.
And are you enjoying the role?
I am.
Just tell us again. I'm sure you did tell us up front. Yeah. Just tell us what your role is again.
I'm the regional sales manager, and I cover the South Coast and South London area.
Right.
So many, many days and many, many hours spent in my car covering.
You've got a big patch.
Surrey, Kent, down to the South Coast, Bournemouth, Eastbourne, right along, then over back into Brighton, then up back into South East London, then over into South West.
Wow.
So, yeah, it's a challenge.
Yeah, absolutely. And I believe that you have an opening at the moment in Dartford, is that right?
I do. We're looking for a membership advisor in the Dartford area. So if you're looking to come under the umbrella of the FSB, you're given full autonomy to run your own business, but you get the support of the FSB, you get the marketing. It's an amazing opportunity. It really is, Paul, for someone to come in with an entrepreneurial spirit, take over the Dartford area and really make it their own.
Right.
I think it's an amazing opportunity for someone in this local area.
Okay.
Definitely.
So if there's anyone out there listening that fancies doing that, if they get hold of you or Andrew or one of you and progress it from there.
Yeah, definitely. If they can come to me, that would be really brilliant. Thank you very much.
Fantastic. Just to put you on the spot finally, if people want to find out more about the FSB, more about your benefits and all the things, obviously the best place to go is the website.
It is, yeah.
Give us a shout for your website.
It's www.fsb.org.uk.
Absolutely.
Please come and visit us. We much appreciate your time.
Well, with all those amazing opportunities you're offering Bunker listeners and everyone else in the UK, they should definitely go and have a look.
Absolutely. Andrew, you wanted to mention something?
Yeah, just one. We had a meeting yesterday in London with the team, and we had an IFA there speaking about pension.
Mm.
All-time enrolment is here now.
Yeah.
I'm sure the listeners are aware of it.
Mm.
But it's very important that you get it done.
Yeah.
If you employ one person earning over £10,000, you've got to qualify.
Absolutely.
The FSB costs you £399 plus VAT for up to 10 members, which apparently is one of the cheapest on the market.
Yeah.
So another reason to join.
Absolutely. And just to emphasise what Andrew said there, certainly in this region, in Kent and Medway, the FSB have been running a series of free workshops for members on auto-enrolment. Do go to the Kent Business Radio website, look at the FSB event page, and all of those events will be listed. You're right. There's still too many businesses, though, that don't think it applies to them, and it does.
That's right.
And they're running out of time to do something about it, and they're going to panic at the end.
And the fines are big.
Yeah, they are.
And come towards the end, there'll be so many businesses trying to get a pension that they won't all get it.
No, absolutely.
That's the advice we've been given.
It's like anything, isn't it? If you leave your tax return to the last day, then Murphy's Law is that the tax website will crash and you won't be able to submit it, and then you get fined. And that's what's happening with auto-enrolment on a bigger scale, is that people are leaving it and leaving it and leaving it, and they're all going to panic at the last minute, and you won't get it, and you'll get a huge fine.
Big fines.
Because they are big fines. They are
fines. It seems, listening to you guys, that if you join, there's a lot of peace of mind about, with all the stuff that you're offering, there's a huge amount of people, with the legal advice and everything else. It's a no-brainer. And as we said at the beginning, not a lot of money. Just repeat the cost of joining for listeners who've just joined.
It's based on a number of employees. Yeah. But zero employees is £130 per annum.
Nothing.
Plus £30 registration fee.
Right. Brilliant. Which is a one-off cost,
one-off. Then it's £130 the following year.
Yeah. It's a no-brainer.
Absolutely. So, guys, thank you so much for that. thank you for coming on to the Business Bunker Show and telling us about membership of the FSB. Absolute pleasure to meet you both. Do stay with us for the rest of the show. But for a moment, Andrew and Emma of the FSB, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you very much, Paul.
Pleasure.
Thank you, Jules.